Chapter 5. When Passepartout becomes an acrobat.
Hong Kong was the last country they travelled to under British law. Inspector Fix was on the ship, and this was his final opportunity to get an arrest warrant for Phileas Fogg. It was not difficult to imagine his anger when he discovered that the British officials in Hong Kong knew nothing about the warrant and told him he had to wait again. His only chance to arrest Phileas Fogg was to keep him in Hong Kong. But how? While he was thinking about this, Fix recognised Passepartout walking down the steps of the Carnatic, the ship which was taking them to Yokohama. An excited Inspector Fix ran towards him and shook his hand.
"Fix, we met in Egypt, in the Suez,"
he said, a little out of breath. Passepartout was surprised by this sudden introduction. "I'm sorry, Mr. Fix, but I need to go back to the hotel to tell my master that this ship isn't leaving tomorrow morning. The repairs are complete. It's going to leave tonight."
"Of course, I understand,"
Inspector Fix began.
"But it's still early. I know a nice place near the hotel. I'm sure we can stop for a drink. It's difficult to find a good friend to talk to after such a long journey away from home."
"Well, just one drink," said Passepartout. He remembered from the last journey that Mr. Fix was good company. When they were inside the bar, Inspector Fix gave the barman some money and asked him to make a very strong drink for Passepartout. Less than an hour later, Passepartout was drunk and fell asleep at the table. The detective's plan was complete.
"Phileas Fogg won't know about the ship until it's too late,"
he smiled.
"And now, Mr. Fogg, I just need to wait until I have the warrant for your arrest, and it won't be long now. You can be certain of that."
The next day, when Phileas Fogg woke up, he saw Passepartout was not in his room. He packed the suitcases himself and paid the hotel bill. Then he went straight to the port. Mrs. Aouda came with him. After spending the day before looking for her cousin, she was told that he didn't live in Hong Kong anymore. In fact, his neighbour thought he was in Europe.
"You must come with us, madam. I will not hear no for an answer,"
replied Phileas Fogg when he heard the news. Mrs. Aouda knew her answer. To look for a man she didn't know was difficult, but returning to India was impossible. At the port, Phileas Fogg looked for his manservant. Passepartout was not at the port, and their ship, the Carnatic, was not there either. Mrs. Aouda was very worried, but Phileas Fogg did not seem worried about the departure of his ship or Passepartout. Instead, he went to speak to the captains of the different boats in the port. Inspector Fix, who was waiting for Phileas Fogg, followed behind. What was Phileas Fogg's new plan? Fix saw him pay the captain of a small ship, who agreed to leave immediately.
"Oh no,"
thought Inspector Fix.
"He always thinks of something. That thief. He can't escape. Not now."
Fix walked up and down near the ship until Phileas Fogg noticed the poor man.
"Are you looking for a ship too, my good man?"
he asked.
"We're going to Japan. If that's the direction you're going in, you're welcome to come with us." "Thank you, sir. That's very kind of you. My ship left early and I'm in a terrible situation. In fact, I was just thinking about how I could find another ship to take me to Yokohama,"
replied Inspector Fix. He was amazed at his good luck, but he was worried things were not going exactly as he planned. He was determined to catch his thief.
"I'll have to follow Fogg around the world if that's the only way I can catch him,"
he thought. But where was our friend Passepartout? Passepartout woke up in the bar a few hours later. His head hurt, and he could not remember anything, except that he was in a bar and... the ship! The Carnatic was leaving that evening. He looked at his watch.
"Oh no,"
he thought.
"I'm late. Mr. Fogg will be at the port now."
He ran to the boat and got on. He looked everywhere for Mr. Fogg and Mrs. Aouda, but he could not see them. Then he started to remember his afternoon. But of course, he thought, Mr. Fogg doesn't know. How could he? I was still in that bar with Mr. Fix, and then I... It was too late. The ship was already sailing towards Yokohama. He felt very bad. This was terrible. His master was losing his bet, and he did not have a penny in his pocket. When he arrived in Yokohama, he walked around the streets, trying to decide what to do. Soon he felt hungry, and he decided to sell his elegant European jacket and buy an old Japanese one, but the money was not enough. He needed money to eat and to sleep, and, above all, to return home. Just when he thought the situation was hopeless, he saw an advertisement for a circus. Don't miss Batulkar's circus! The last show before the circus moves to America! Acrobats, clowns, lions, tigers, and much more! What luck, thought Passepartout. I'll go to the circus owner. If he lets me go with them, I can go to America, and from there to England.
So, you say you're from Paris?
Said Mr. Batulkar, a big man with a bald head and a moustache. He looked at Passepartout carefully. Yes, a true Parisian, from Paris, replied Passepartout.
Well, you know how to make funny faces then,
said Mr. Batulkar, smiling from the corners of his moustache.
You can start as a clown,
said Mr. Batulkar. That night, an acrobat was ill, and Passepartout had to take his place as part of a human pyramid. Passepartout was at the bottom of the pyramid, and he had to carry the weight of several men on his shoulders. The audience shouted out loudly. The drums sounded like a thunderstorm. And then the acrobats in the pyramid fell to the floor like a pack of cards. Passepartout ran towards someone in the audience, someone he was very happy to see. It was his old employer, Phileas Fogg. But how did he get there? When Fogg and Mrs. Aouda arrived in Yokohama, they spoke to the captain of the Carnatic and found Passepartout's name among the list of passengers, but his ticket only took him to Yokohama. Phileas Fogg and Mrs. Aouda wanted to find Passepartout before the ship left for its next destination, San Francisco. Inspector Fix stayed with them, telling them he must return to Europe via America on business. And why not with friends? They looked all over the city, but they could not find Passepartout anywhere. Then Phileas Fogg saw the sign for the circus.
Interesting,
he said to himself.
Let's go and see the circus before we leave town,
he told them.
I believe it's very good.
Phileas Fogg did not see his manservant among the acrobats, but his manservant certainly saw him. And he left everyone else in the human pyramid like a group of arms and legs on the floor. They had no time to say sorry to a very angry Mr. Batulkar. The Carnatic was leaving for America.